Hi, Brent Abel here, webtennis.net, and today's tip for you is on pronation on the serve. And you know, one of the easy things to practice to really get a good feel for this pronation, meaning what we talk about, which is sort of releasing your wrist up through contact with your racket. And you know, the reason you want to do that is you end up increasing racket head speed right before you get up to the ball if you'll let go of your wrist here and let it release and get into this position right here where the tip of the racket is below your hand. Then what you end up doing is you end up getting more racket speed, which produces better spin, which produces more pace, and you can really get a nice, you know, control of the direction you serve, whether you want to serve out wide, to the body, down the tee, wherever it is. And you know, the key to this is practicing this position here where you feel that you can hold it in here and feel that the racket tip is really sort of released over the top, where you haven't really straightened and kind of locked your arm and come straight down. Lots of times I see players make this mistake where they're trying to get more racket speed and they might swing faster, but they never get out of this position right here. It's really just kind of a push, and you don't get enough spin to be able to control the pace that you get. So what I want you to try this week is to see if you can't get into this position right here, and you have to be careful with this. If you grip too tightly, if you're too strong, if you've got too much tension on the grip, and you can get into that position, you're fighting the ball and you're risking elbow problems, shoulder problems, you know, even something in the wrist and the lower back. So I want to make sure that you get this feeling of having a really light grip where your fingers don't have much tension on your handle, and that this pronation, the wrist release, is natural for you. Okay? So try it slowly. Don't try it hard, but just see if you can end up in this position here with the tip of your racket down below your hand. And then once you get that going, then you can go ahead and naturally finish off the entire motion where you go to a natural finish position. All right, hope this has helped. Any questions, Brent at webtennis.net. Have a great day.